Jack Schenker's on the line from Cairo. Jack, our colleague Martin Chulov tweeted, it's chaotic and confused, but underway. What can you add?
Well, it's almost 11 o'clock here in Cairo, and polls have theoretically been open for 3 hours. And in that time, Egyptians have flocked to the ballot stations, seemingly in their millions. From reports from around the country and what we've been seeing with our own eyes here in the capital, very, very large turnout, queues stretching round the block, sometimes six blocks back, people reporting having to wait 2 or 3 hours to cast their ballots. Lots of logistical problems straight off. We knew that this was going to be a very difficult election to facilitate, even before the security crisis and the violence that has been playing out over the past week. We've already seen claims of judges who haven't turned up to the correct ballot stations, voters who don't know where they're supposed to be voting, people who have arrived at the right stations and found that the ballot papers aren't there yet, and of course some darker electioneering going on. In theory, you're not supposed to hand out flyers or campaign outside the polling stations, but every polling station I've been to this morning has had people handing out flyers and encouraging voters to vote for a particular party in contravention of the rules. Chief amongst them, anecdotally, from my own personal experience, has been the Muslim Brotherhood. Their Freedom and Justice Party is widely expected to be the biggest winner of this poll, and they're certainly out in large force today. And just before polls opened, a reminder of the instability which continues to sweep this country, the gas pipeline which runs through the Sinai Peninsula and exports gas from Egypt to Israel, which is a very controversial export, was blown up this morning for the ninth time this year. So even as Egyptians go to the polls, violence and chaos continues to unfurl around them. But people are optimistic. They're out and about. They're ready to vote, and it looks like it's going to be an exciting day.
And have the protests sort of withered away now that voting's underway?
Well, I wouldn't say withered away. In Tahrir Square, the occupation remains. Outside the cabinet office, there continues to be a sit-in where protesters are preventing the newly appointed prime minister, physically preventing him from entering the cabinet office. They say that they reject his authority. They want a revolutionary government of Tahrir Square. And certainly many people camped out in Tahrir, thousands of people overnight, and that very much remains in place. Numbers are much smaller today, partly because of the elections and partly because it's almost unprecedented in Cairo. It absolutely bucketed down with rain last night. I've lived here for 4 years and it's only the second time I've seen rain like that. And obviously people who are camping out there with blankets and so on, that made for a very uncomfortable night. So numbers have dwindled in Tahrir, and there are a lot of people within the square and who have been involved in the sort of revolutionary uprising over the past week who are urging a boycott of these elections, who are demanding that people didn't turn out to vote, saying that these are illegitimate as long as they were happening under the military dictatorship. And I have to say, so far today, that call seems to have fallen on deaf ears. People from Tahrir are turning out to vote. Many people are tweeting and saying in the street, look, I agree that these are flawed elections. I don't want to give legitimacy to the military council, but we can fight on two fronts. We can fight on the street and we can fight at the ballot box, and we need to do both.
You were writing today about evidence of possible ballot stuffing. Any more on that?
Well, we're already beginning to get a lot of reports of violations. Certainly in Alexandria, there have been a number of cases of people spying pre-marked ballot papers before the polls had even opened. There's also a lot of concern about whether the ballot boxes will be secure overnight. As you might remember, last week when there was the possibility of these polls being postponed because of all the violence, that postponement didn't happen. But what did happen is the authorities said, well, we're going to extend voting across 2 days in this first round. So, you know, the whole election takes place over about 12 different rounds. It's incredibly complex. Today's round, which includes Cairo and Alexandria, was supposed to be just today, but they've extended it to Monday and Tuesday to try and make things easier. And the big question is, well, who's going to look after those ballot boxes overnight? Are they going to have an armed guard with them the whole time? Are those guards going to be trustworthy? But Egyptians, ever kind of enterprising, have got a whole range of initiatives set up to monitor electoral violations. Things like Shafin.com, things like the Twitter hashtag EG elections violations. People are following these, they're reporting stuff, they're exchanging pictures. There's lots and lots of websites and initiatives dedicated to combating violations. So certainly we are seeing violations, but unlike perhaps this time last year when Mubarak held his sham parliamentary elections, everybody knew that there were violations then, but the whole thing was so farcical that no one took it particularly seriously. This time people are taking it very seriously and very much trying to keep the world's attention on any violations.
Okay, and even though they got 2 days to vote, the turnout is still, the queues are very, very long already.
Absolutely. One person estimated, actually, that even if we have the same turnout as we had earlier this year for the constitutional referendum, when about 18 million people turned out to vote, the number of polling stations and the number of ballot papers meant that even if the turnout was no bigger than that, all the voters would still only have about 60 seconds each to get into the polling station, cast their vote, re-register, put their ballot in the ballot box and get out. So logistically, the system is creaking and it's struggling to cope with the numbers. And people know that, and that's why they're turning up early to vote, and it's why they're having to queue for so long. But it certainly didn't seem to put people off. Well, we've been speaking to various people in the queues, and they all seem incredibly optimistic and incredibly excited, slightly unimpressed with the wait, but willing to make that sacrifice to cast what many see as their first ever free vote in a parliamentary elections in Egypt.
Okay, Jack, a busy 2 days ahead. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Matt.